Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, I'm so excited that you're here to listen to this special episode from one of my students inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course. She's going to share her journey. She's going to share things that she wrestled with. And she's also just going to give you some encouragement in case you were on the edge of, you know what? Do I need this? How is this different? How is this course going to be different than anything that I've ever purchased or took a part in? So with that being said, this is the time to join us inside of the Spiritual Growth Framework course. It is a $297 investment, or you can do the payment plan for 3 months for $105. Listen, I'm going to be upfront about the price, but right now, the doors are open because I have bonuses right now that you're going to get inside of the course for joining within the next 48 hours. After 48 hours, the bonus goes away. And most importantly, I want you to know that you're not alone. And as you're going to hear in Sarah's testimony and her encouragement to you to join, it's this idea that you don't have to do this alone. You're not the only one that feels this way. And there's going to be times where it feels hard and uncomfortable, but it's so necessary. Join us now inside the Spiritual Growth Framework, where we learn how to grow closer to God, how to find hope in the hurting, and most importantly, learn to just trust God from our head to our heart. Let's go ahead and get to the interview with Sarah. Sarah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to share your own testimony and I think really just journey throughout the Spiritual Growth Framework course. And so, you know, the first thing I really want you to share with those that are listening is what was it like for you before joining the course? Like, what kind of feelings were you experiencing or situations? What was it kind of like before working with me inside this course?
Jessica, that's a great question to start out with. Definitely where I was at before starting your course is I would struggle with just sitting and feeling my feelings. So I had issues of escaping or covering them up, and also just not fully understanding my identity of, you know, being a child of God and having worth. That's why your class definitely helped me where I was at.
What do you think was like the biggest aha moment for you when we were working together? Because, you know, we text and you get to hear my voice and I can hear your voice.
Yes.
Inside of Voxer. And I feel like that makes it really intimate. And so what kind of aha moments did you have, you know, because we go through these lessons together and we have live calls together. So I know there's many opportunities, but can you think of something in particular that just stood out to you that the Lord was like, let's work on this, Sarah?
Yeah, I think definitely what stood out for me was understanding feelings, that our feelings are not our identity or my feelings, like what I'm feeling. Like I'm feeling nervous right now because of this interview, you know, but I know that that's not my identity. And I think once my spirit truly understood that, and then also your lesson on the three-part being, the mind, body, soul, and spirit and emotions. I guess that's more than three parts, but that might not.
Yep. Spirit, soul, body. Yeah, no. It's spirit, soul, body. Yep, you're right. Three-part being.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Once I kept listening to that lesson over and over and really studying it, I don't know. I just had a clearer, more understanding of my identity of being a child of God. And that has been a very big takeaway for me.
I remember us talking about that inside of the group, the Voxer thread with the other women.
Yes.
Where that was a huge lesson for you. And I remember even the other women saying, you know, how many times that they would listen to over and over again through the episodes, especially kind of that first, the 2 weeks on identity and even, you know, emotions and healing your heart with God. And so I think, you know, one of the biggest takeaways it sounds like is you can feel your feelings now, but you know that they're not your identity. And it sounds like you also have a better understanding of how to process through them with the Lord. Would you say that's true?
Yes, definitely. What another takeaway was just being more relational with God and also just restoring my relationship with myself. Mm-hmm. That's been a very big part in my healing journey during your class.
Yeah, I think that too, you know, I just go back to our conversation again is, you know, this course is laid out so specifically of identity and then your relationship with God and your relationship with yourself mm-hmm. and then your relationship with other people. And I remember us having a conversation inside of Voxer, you know, I'm not going to reveal too much because that's, you know, it's our private area to be.
Right. But, safe place.
Yes. The safe place is working through relationship things. Can you even talk about your breakthrough and some aha moments when we were talking about relationship with other people and how to have boundaries? Because we really talk about it all, right? You know, but in a very framework, kind of systematized, but in a flow, because that's how we live our life, right? From our hearts comes out of our mouth. And so, you know, I know in our conversations and in our Voxer threads, you know, we even talked about the relationship with people and for privacy. And obviously we want that to be a safe place. We're not going to reveal too much, but I also know that you shared some things that you were working through with boundaries and just simply, I think we all struggle with this, asking for help. So can you just share a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. I learned a lot through that lesson in your class just about rebuilding trust with a person who's caused hurt to me in the past and it being very hard for me to ask for that person's help. Mm-hmm. So through a lot of prayer and just your guidance on me being vulnerable with you and also the other women in the group, I learned how it's okay for me to get to that place to ask for help and also have those healthy boundaries in place. And on a day-to-day process, it is, you know, rebuilding the trust.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful for that.
No, I think that's huge. I feel like when I started to really learn that of trust, reconciliation, and forgiveness and how they were also different and how we apply those to our everyday lives. And so, you know, what would you say really to the woman that is on the fence about joining the Spiritual Growth Framework course and about investing in themselves and going through this together?
I would say make the choice and do it.
Just
make
do
the
it.
Choice and do it. Because y'all, it starts with you taking that action. Stop mm-hmm. thinking about it, you know, and it's okay to, yes, be praying about it, but just make the choice, make the commitment. Mm-hmm. You won't regret it doing this with Jessica. Jessica is an awesome one-on-one coach, a group coach. She's very, just her heart cares about you and your healing journey, and she's there for you. You can contact her. And she'll get back to you. And it just is such a great experience. Like this past year for me has been a big step in my healing journey. And just again, restoring my relationship with myself mm-hmm. and being more relational with God. And God will change you through this course that Jessica has put together. And what's also great is that Jessica's course, you can rewatch the videos and relook at the lessons. Like I can do that, you know, as many times as I want. And that's awesome.
Yeah. Lifetime access. Yep. And you have the student community yes. as well. And, you know, I want to end with this question because I know I get it all the time. If you could sum it up in like one sentence or even a few words, however you want to say it, but how would you tell the women listening or tell the listener that's on the fence that this program is different than the other programs that they've invested in?
I'd say what makes your program different is it being you.
Yes.
Jessica, you're just, I mean, you're just awesome. So I found you through another podcast that I had started listening to last year. And then I started listening to you. And I would say, women, if y'all just listen to Jessica Weekly, she is what she is saying and teaching. Like I just admire her, you know, your faith in Jesus and your relationship with God and how you just have a heart to help women, you know, continue to grow their relationship with God.
That's in Jesus. So sweet. That is so kind. Yeah. I was not expecting that. Listen, I didn't pay her to say that. Okay, guys.
No, she didn't. Can I just say one more thing, Jessica?
Yeah.
Like your course, it was also very organized how you laid it out. And I really liked how every week we were working on, you know, we could watch your video and we got to visually see you and hear you and then the homework and also the notes. So every week it was like something new to work on, to pray through. You know, you really, it's really just comes down to making the choice, get in the class, do the work. And if you work the work, you will just have a closer relationship with God.
Yeah, that's so good. Thank you for sharing that. I love it. Sarah, again, thank you for just popping on here for a few minutes and just sharing your heart, because I can talk about it all the time. But then people are like, well, okay, maybe I need to hear from somebody else, right? We read Amazon reviews. We read podcast reviews. So it's just nice to hear from someone that has gone through it. And so thank you again for just your time.
You're welcome.
And it means so much to me.
You're welcome. And thank you for being you and just keep doing the work God has doing for you. And I'm just so thankful because it's changed my life, Jessica. So thank you.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.